Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
This is Raheem Nasir, Streets of Gold. Just doing a quick test on the radio show platform to see how this works with me playing live calls that I made throughout the week, at least a few, three of them, to demonstrate the skills required for the invite formula, as well as to demonstrate that it works. So, you know, I guess we'll get started. Right now, I'll do Morgan and see how this comes across. It's Morgan.
This is Chase.
Hi, Morgan. My name is Raheem. I'm calling you because I just got a request for information from you for a home-based business or business opportunity. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did, but I'm not interested anymore. I was just looking.
Oh, okay. What made you change your mind?
Just trying to find something.
Well, have you found exactly what you're looking for?
No, but I have a newborn baby, and I've been in the house for the past 2 months, so I'm ready to get out of the house.
Ah, ready to get out of the house?
That makes
a lot of sense. So is it a fair statement then that you're raring to go, but you're still looking for something to do?
What?
Is it a fair statement then that you're raring to go, you're just looking for the right opportunity?
Yeah.
Well, I think I might have some things that would be of interest to you, but I'd like to know a little bit about you, you know, because I've helped a lot of people, and I might be able to provide some assistance to you as well. What have you done in the past?
I've been a cashier. I've worked on a farm. That's about it.
You've been a cashier and you worked on a farm?
What
kind of farming did you guys do?
I just helped with picking trees.
You help with pecan trees?
Yeah, farming pecan trees.
Pecan trees are like the prettiest orchards, I think. I'm from Fort Valley, Georgia, and we've got a lot of pecan orchards. And I used to like to go to them to have picnics. Yeah, they are so beautiful. So, well, what kind of things are you interested in?
Really anything. I just need a full-time job, something steady.
You need something steady?
Yeah.
If you had a full-time, steady job, what would that mean for Morgan? What would that do for Morgan?
I mean, I don't know.
So you just go to work without... What I mean by what would that do for Morgan, as an example for me, when I was looking for, I'd say, a way to earn money, that was the number one thing for me. I had a pretty large family, and I needed a lot of income. So that was one of the things that it would have meant for Raheem, would have been more income. And, you know, my son, I've got a special needs child, and I needed to be able to do more for him. So those were two of the things of what, you know, better employment would have meant for me. But I wanted to know about Morgan. What about you?
Well, I guess it would be helping because my fiance, he works full time and he's not bringing in that much. So he's also trying to find something. So I guess that would mean helping him out with the bills and taking care of my baby, of course.
Okay,
and
helping out.
To do while I'm in school, so I can pay for my schooling.
Ah, so you'd like to be able to pay for your schooling?
Yeah.
And I would imagine providing you did mention that, providing for your new baby.
Yes, and more to come.
And more to come. Wow, you're expecting again?
No.
Okay.
Okay. About 2 or 3 years.
I got you in about 2 or 3 years. So did you have a boy or a girl?
A boy.
A boy. Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, am I speaking to Ms. Raheem?
You're speaking to Raheem. How may I help you?
Yeah, how about you? My name is Farrar Ridley. I received a call from you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to pull you back up if you can give me a moment.
Okay.
I got some correspondences from you today requesting information on a home-based business, and I believe you sent me a request that I call you.
Yes, sir.
But I'm still trying to pull up any other notes that I may have taken, if you can just give me a moment more. I did like a internet radio broadcast last night, well, the night before last, and I was listening to the archive.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I'm kind of out of place. I apologize.
All right.
Let me see where we are. Oh, I know where you went. Yeah, Farrar River. I like your name.
Thanks. Different.
Yes, sir. Farrar is different. But it's among certain circles, it's a pretty known name. But, yeah. So, I guess you're interested in a home-based business. What are you doing now?
I just came from Alaska. I was a bill collector there. I've been over there for almost a year.
What were you doing there?
I was a biller collector working for a health corporation.
Oh, so you're working in the health sector? Okay. How'd you like that?
I moved. I loved it. I liked Alaska. It just get really, really, really cold there.
It does.
I got a 4-year-old, and his mom wanted me to move back, so I had to come back, you know, home. So I was trying to figure out. I've been searching for something to do online a long time, but I never had the mentor or, you know, found a good system for it.
Okay. So what kind of things have you looked at in the past online, like as an example?
Never really tried anything, but I've seen the MCA, I've seen the anything. I do a lot of real estate, do a lot of searching in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies, you know, just different stuff, just looking up stuff, basically research.
Okay, so you've been doing a lot of research.
Yes. Sir.
Cool. Well, if you found an opportunity you thought was a good one, what do you see it doing for Farrar? What do you see the what are you trying to achieve by having a home based business or just a business of your own?
You know, basically the time and the freedom to, you know, work for myself, provide, take care of my family, and put myself on the right track to, you know, being financially stable in the long run, not just now, but, you know, build a business and, you know, make something happen.
All right.
And keep growing and learning as I go along.
All right. You want to make something happen in your life. That makes sense.
Yes, sir.